Blog Talk Radio.
Hollywood, Hollywood, or how I fucking love you. I cannot seem to break through from this curse that I've been stuck to. I came in as a little man, but now my fucking nuts grew. Today's the day our ties are finally cut loose. Fuck you. Uh-oh, it's my trifling ass. Pulling up like high guys are back. Goddamn, nigga, I'm so up that I can't get down. Gotta skydive from that. Won't see the day I might relax. I ain't never been a nice guy. In fact, y'all wishing I would try nice rap. Sorry, I ain't got the right mind for that. Look how Cody is pimping, just like H.O.V. is y'all and beyond saving. My rhymes stay inappropriate. This is just how my show begins. If you hating, come blow me. Then fuck you, here's some petroleum. Give me my clout, you owe me it. Yeah. Niggas better duck and rough a cover like a fucking Iraq. Stand down, nigga. I'm pulling nigga for your ass. You ain't even die yet. You don't gotta bypass. Niggas know that I've been ill, man, the whole time that I've been here. I'd have made a fortune like 10 mil from the paper lines in my pen fields. And if I'm spending my kids well, I'm low key, but a big deal. Hoes see me and they freeze up, that's why they all on my dick still. They tell me I'm too hostile. I am Picasso. Bitches like, remember me from high school? Nah, ho. Came up in this shit, killing niggas with the high flow. Y'all ain't got a fucking thing on high. Whoa!
Boy, you better rock slow. Who am I? I'm Picasso. Take the high road. Hey, suckers, I ain't liable for no nigga. No, I fucking hit in the cosmos. Got it locked up.
I've been told the new game plans to make bullshit for the new age fans. That you can't pop unless you take Zans and flex on the gram like you do make bands.
What?
Oh no. They like fuck boom bat rap, you can't win. Say that shit for the Wu-Tang Clan, that's when I bust in like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't the nigga who pulling up trying to get shine by how much the rollie glow.
Nah.
I'm here to rain on parades, my sinister ways to fuck up the rodeo.
Woo.
I do my shows and hoes be losing control like I was the Holy Ghost.
Nah.
When I deliver the penis, it lies in the mouth, she call it Pinocchio.
Mm.
Man, who want war with me?
Huh?
Bitch, I torture beats.
Yeah.
I've been born to be, still I abhor them.
Yeah.
Oh, so horribly,
yeah.
Dog your corpse to be.
What?
Right on the floor with these feet that I stomp you out with. This my house, bitch, you can't afford to leave.
Watch
out. Fuck all the Hollywood shit, over half of you not even lit. Don't be riding my dick. I got no problem with this. I come through when your body gets this. I can hardly resist. Nigga, my hobby is pissing on anyone I can defend. I got no friends. Whoever thinking they hot, go and tell them nobody's convinced. They tell me I'm too hostile. I am Picasso. Bitches like, remember me from high school? Nah, ho. Came up in this shit, killing niggas with the high flow. Y'all ain't got a fucking thing on hot.
Whoa!
Boy, you better. Rock slow. Who am I? I'm Picasso. Take the high road. Hey, suckers, I ain't liable for no nigga. No, my fucking head is in the cosmos. Got it locked though. Bitch, I'm Pablo Picasso. Rock slow. Who am I? I'm Picasso. Take the high road. Hey, suckers, I ain't liable for no nigga. No, my fucking head is in the cosmos. Got it locked though. Bitch, I'm Pablo Picasso.
Peace, God. On as well, I'm running the store real quick, God. What you doing over there, God? You know,
yeah.
We gotta make it back to the rest, you know what I'm saying?
What time you got?
God, it's about 4:30, God.
Oh,
you already know what it is, God.
I gotta hurry up, man.
You too?
I gotta go, man. I gotta go check out the council show.
Council show. Let's
go.
Yo,
it's almost 5, so you know I gotta go. Cause I gotta go check out that Nellyville show.
Making it home is my priority. Must make it the head of council radio show. Shed an aggressive part of me.
Hopped on the scooter and I headed up the 5th Street. Seen down on the bus when the bus nearly hit me.
I'm looking at my watch. The bus seemed to be trudging. Looking towards the window. Watching Big Show. You bugging.
I made it home and I did it in the nick of time. I'm feeling good like I just passed the finish line.
I jumped off the bus, giving the driver a few words. I cuss, he deserves, can't stop, I'm in a rush. I'm running people, I'm bumping, I'm not hearing nothing. They say on my way, this show here be jumping. Holding my house key, now my wires in the freeze. My earth talking to me, baby, please.
Click the link, then I wait to hear Nellyville. Shout out to my people doing it, yeah, without a deal.
My family's independent, they're moving like a giant. Can't be held by any small-minded, we're defiant. Council radio, word out, come on, council, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
your girl D-Ho on the Queen on the Council Radio with my homegirl Nellyville.
What's up, everybody? It's Kapoor and Carmella coming straight out of the United Kingdom, locked in with Nellyville on the Council Radio Show.
With a real one, that's a dedication.
Wow.
Had them patiently waiting for a revelation. Even when I ain't around, ain't no separation. Your skin smooth, your eyes brown, and you're far from basic. Then we go to different places with no suitcases. But when we come back, we got suitcases. Right now, I use love for a medication. Back in the day, I shoot Cupid with no hesitation. I got more than 40 acres for my reparation. Pussy and my navigation, that's my destination. Please don't never tell on me, baby. That mean don't call 12 on me, baby. As long as the meal prepared for me, baby. The meals I prepare, I share with you, baby. Of course they gon' like a shit look at me. Everybody ain't happy that look at me.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it.
Sure.
When you make it home like I'm used to it. When you make it home, I got used to it. When you make it home like I'm used to it. Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it.
Roll so far, we on E, she on E, she on me. Let's try that way, okay. Shawty came in, walking like a model, shaped like a bottle. She know if she mess with me, it's gonna be trouble. I'ma bust a bubble, I'ma always love her. Mess up all the covers,
yeah.
Want me break it down like a folding chair. See me in a chain reactions, I got 40 pounds. Sorry I ain't answer the phone, I was slapping ass. Last night ain't else, I was pulling hell. Y'all know me, so low key. All this ice on, I got cold feet. My shorty bad, she a trophy. She like to lay on me and call me cozy. Yeah.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it. When you make it home like I'm used to it. When you make it home, I got used to it. When you make it home like I'm used to it.
All right.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it.
Travel out one way or another. Yeah. One thing about love, they say it's blind. No matter where you're from, though, you're gonna bump into it one day. True.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Nellyville. You tuning into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. You know who I am. What I just say? Your girl, Nellyville, now, as everyone would say. Shout out to everybody that's listening in to today. But first, we got to give a big shout out to the sponsors. 12 rounds of music without them, there'll be no me, to my family, the council, DJ 7, the team in the mix, Low Bottom Entertainment, Beast Mode Entertainment, Be Dangerous. I know I got some more people. MozAffiliated.com, big shout out to y'all. Smokey World, I'm so mad I missed the show last night, but Nana Duty, that's what I'm doing. So I missed the show last night, but I still got y'all. I got the new album that's coming out. It's going down, so when that come up, that probably be on Bump It or Dump It or New Music Tuesday, but I'll let y'all know. Besides the Upset Beat, too, I missed them last night. It was a lot of heavy hitters at the Tequila Garage. And I missed it. Shout out to Buzz the Navigator. I always get that wrong, so he probably going to curse me out. He cursed me out on Instagram. It's all good. But you know what we do on Saturdays. It's a lot of things, good things coming up. I'm going to talk about that later. But today, we got Naya calling in and Eugene Napoleon. Right, both of them at 7. If y'all don't know who Eugene Napoleon is, because I didn't know at first, y'all, and I like sports, and he used to play football for West Virginia University. He's an author, speaker, Naya, singer. It's going down today. We're going to get a lot of valuable information, so if you're an artist and you're listening to this, we got a lot of good business going on for you because we got business minds on the line. All good minds think alike, especially when it comes to business, most of the time. This is regarding the music business today, guys. So you want to be ears to the tube. But they're going to be calling in at 7, you know, and I'm going to do what I do until then. So right now I got to give it up for the new, 8-Ball MJG, Timeless.
Myself,
circling the globe on a quest for wealth. Little nigga from the hood who just love to rhyme. That same love nowadays, nigga, hard to find. I got days when I wake up and it's hard to grind. God in my ear, the devil on my mind. As I roll up another one, walk into the booth. It don't sound like I wrote it down, cause it be the truth. Help me or hurt me, I'ma sing it from the heart. Crocodile hunter, still swimming with the sharks. Any beat I'm on, still rip that bitch apart. I'm not a star, I got a chopper in the car. In Memphis, I'm not the king, nigga, I'm the GOAT. Obama, presidential, nigga, check the votes. Painted perfect pictures, every word that I wrote. And never really cared if you like it or you don't.
My life is timeless. I'm here forever. Legends live on.
Like a mountain. If you standing in my circle, you ain't good surroundings. I don't fuck with with stupid hoes, I let them do their clown dance. If you make it clap for me, bitch, I'm pulling out bands.
Fuck it to some Chris Brown, king of R&B. She want me to climb up in it like a tree. Is that ass real or fake? I'ma find out. She say she like it rough, I'ma pull her drags out. I might blow it all, baby, tell me what's the total. Ain't nothing out my range, I get brain in the rover. You knew she was a diamond, should've kept her in the vault. Uncut, no soda, she want me to hit it raw. At the Bentley dealership, if she want it, she can have it. Gon' grab it, baby, hashtag rich nigga challenge. Bust it wide open, baby, gon' bend it over. Fuck me like you hate me, girl, that pussy bipolar.
Council Radio Nellyville Show, you know, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. I want to give a big shout out to my girl, Sincere Rockhead. I interviewed her. She's so, so dope. Like, she got multi-talent. This girl can dance. She can sing. I done heard her rap. And she will do your hair, give you a tight flat iron. So big shout out to Big Sincere Rockhead, Princess.
Fact that she don't know what's going on, so think I'm gonna let her know. No, I'm gonna let you go. You ain't gonna play me no more.
We don't think that when it comes around.
Nah.
Why you be rushing now? You make me sick when you say that.
Be late here to say that.
You pick up your phone.
Talk to me late, I knew something was wrong, but I can't wait to see your face when I'm gone, but
see, you can play dumb all you want to. Say what you won't do.
Whatever.
Oh, now you love who? This ain't no love, boo. The lies you tell.
in the games you play. You build this case, get out of my face. Locked in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know what's going on, so think I'm gonna let her know. No, I'm gonna let you go. You ain't gonna play me no more, no more.
And I'm over it. Damn right, I'm over it. Look way too good to be mistreated and played with. I ain't got time for that. You can't get time back. Matter of fact, you owe me. Bitch, better have my money back.
Like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know what's going on, so think I'm gonna let her know. No, I'm gonna let you go. You ain't gonna play me no more.
We don't spend time when you come around.
Angelique is performing at the Donnell Jones. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets right now. It starts in 2 weeks. It's in 2 weeks, y'all. And you know Angelique gonna sing. She gonna set the mood. Let's get it.
Now is the time.
tuned back in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Big shout out to Angelie, y'all, August 2nd. Y'all can see her perform live. And then after that, y'all can see some Donnell Jones. Check it out. But first, you know what we got to do. You know what we got to do. Naya, Eugene, are y'all on the line?
What's going on? Yes, we are.
We're here.
Hello. How you guys? How you guys?
How you doing? We're good. How are you?
I'm great. I am so excited to have you guys. Okay, so we're going to start from the get-go, the beginning. I want to talk to Eugene first. Please
okay.
Tell me. I had to go back on you, and I said, I know, I like sports. So I did not know West Virginia University. So I had to go back, and then I had to read your bio, and then I read Naya's bio. Oh, so first I want to know, what's your relation?
We are happily married for 26 years.
Oh, beautiful. I'm like, okay, it's something here.
You're right.
Energy. When I seen the picture, I'm like, okay, somebody, yeah, this is, it's so cool. I like the way, because you guys are a couple and you're making this happen. So, Eugene, tell me a little bit about how it started for you with the music.
I got to be honest with you. I started my company for my wife. It was really all about her. The music industry for me, I like music, but I probably wouldn't have started a label had it not been for her. And I just wanted to make sure that she had a platform. She's a tremendous writer. And once I had a chance to listen to some of the stuff that she wrote, I just knew, you know what I mean, that she was going to be, you know, have a great opportunity to be successful in the music industry. So, you know, you hear all the horror stories. This is our 24th year in the business. And I just wanted to make sure that she wouldn't get ripped off in this game. So I started the label for her. And I thank God, as they say, the rest is history.
Right. Okay. Now, we got to go to the motivational part, the speaker. Because I was looking over your bio, as I said, and some of the topics that you talked about is interesting, because everything that you talk about, my son has done it already. Like, I'm like, how did my son as a young teen was doing that already? So to have, I even gave him your information. He's in Las Vegas. I sent it to him right now so he could read your book. Because he is a young black man owning two businesses in two different cities. And so it's kind of difficult because we live in a predominantly white area and they don't want him to succeed at a big business.
Got you.
So I gave him your information so he can read your book and pass it on, because he always goes to Boys Town, and that would be dope so y'all can connect. Oh, my God.
Wow, I appreciate that. You know what? God is good. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, it's par for the course, because I come from inner city, Jersey City, New Jersey, like most young people who aspire to want to be successful. And I thank God for my mom. You know, my mom kept me on the right track, really was my saving grace and my support. So when you grow up, like anything else, you have a dream to want to accomplish something. As long as you stay focused and you stay disciplined and you stay on your grind, 9 times out of 10, good things will happen, because along the way, you're going to find friends that they don't want to do the same thing that you're doing, especially if it's positive in most cases. So you drop them off at the next stop and keep it moving. So for me, that's what wound up happening, and I'm blessed by that.
Okay. So, Naya, when did you realize you wanted to be involved with music?
You know what? That's a good question. I mean, as a young person, I always wrote poems, things like that. But I didn't start getting into, you know, the singing part of it, probably not until high school. I mean, I used to do corny stuff like playing the orchestra. You know, I played the viola and the lead and you know, different quirky things that people would think were quirky, but it was interesting to me, and like
right.
writing poems. And
right.
once I, you know, matured, you know, I was like, let me see if I could pin this song, you know, pin this poem to a song and see what it sounds like. And from there, I started doing, you know, the talent shows and blah, blah, blah. And then actually I did a talent show and in college, and I think that's where Gene saw me. He's like, you know, that girl talented. That girl got some talent right there. Who is that girl? So from that point, you know,
I love it.
I think from that point we had a connection. Like it was a connection. Now don't take this the wrong way. It was like an Ike and Tina connection, because he's in the part that he saw my talent, and he really did. He genuinely wanted to help me, and he had his own talent as a business person. So together we
right.
were very good. But well, outside of the other
right.
stuff that they did, but they were a power couple
right.
outside
exactly.
of what they went. You know what I'm saying? So we held each other's back. We had each other's back the whole way through, and we just kept grinding it out. And what made it successful for us was the fact that we were independent the whole time. We are still independent.
Wow.
We took a break for a minute, but
right.
we had opportunities to sign with Sony and other big labels, but we wouldn't be in control of anything. And when you as an artist, that's how you get lost in it. I don't care what people say. If you try to stay disciplined and try to be yourself, they're going to put you on a shelf. That's pretty much what happens, period, point blank.
Exactly. And then you got a great leader right here. Well,
right.
I ain't even
right.
going to call him a leader. I'm going to call him a great partner, a great
right.
and y'all CEOs
yeah.
together.
Yes.
So if something don't sound right to him, you know he going to work it out.
Run it by.
So
yeah,
we're going to
run it by each other. Right.
Exactly. So when it comes down to the music, do you run it by him first and see if he like it?
Well, no. I can't lie and say I do. A lot of the songs, you know, I'm just keeping it real. It's funny because a lot of songs are about broken relationships that people might have gone through or have experienced. And, you know, a lot of times people ask me, well, Dad, you know, who's she writing about? You'd be looking at him like, is that about you? But like, no.
Yeah, right.
This is about life. Everybody's been through something in life. Everybody, if somebody tell you they've been in peaches and cream all their lives, they're lying to you. So, you know, I just write about
right.
different aspects of life. So I don't run it by him, because he has enough confidence in me to know, you know, that whatever I put to paper is going to be pretty decent, I guess. You know, and it comes across,
right.
You know, I have our producer, Kenny Black, the Music Machine. We work very well together. He did my whole album. So if I come to him with a song
yeah.
and a melody,
dope.
We sit down together and we actually do work. You know, we create a song.
Yeah, and I want to say this for all these people, like all the producers or the potential producers that are listening. When you talk about having a talented producer and you have an artist, you know, like, again, my wife, I trust whatever she pens, because she's 100% right 99% of the time, if that makes sense. She just has a different way of understanding, and it's a vibe thing. So when we go in the studio with Kenny,
right.
he's such a dynamic
right.
producer. He can create the sound and the music for whatever she writes. I mean, it's a really unique situation, but we're blessed to have it that way. He can produce. That's why we call him the Music Machine. Any style, any type of music. He's a Grammy-nominated producer. He's a Grammy-nominated
yeah.
artist. I mean, he's ridiculously talented. So we work well together. And whatever she writes, she goes in, she'll sing it to him. He'll say, wait a minute, sing that again. And he's right at the board producing the track, not taking samples, actually producing the track to her vocals. It's a very unique
wow.
situation, and we're blessed
yeah.
to have it that way.
Yeah, and that works out good, too, because I heard some of the tracks, and I like all of what I heard.
Well, thank you.
So
thank you.
With that being said, who were some of your influences growing up, and just who would you listen to?
Well, my mom was my biggest influence, because she introduced me to all of the legends of R&B. On my first album, I actually did a tribute for her. I did Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. I was on my first album. And
wow.
I did Tonight by Betty Wright. So those are the people that she introduced
wow.
me to, because she She went, you know, she went way back into the crate. So I guess when they were, I don't know, I guess they were 38s and 45s, I don't know, something like that. But so she introduced
right,
me to
right.
all the people who are our foundation right now to this day. And so I've always leaned on them, and I wish that we can do a little bit more when it comes to R&B. I love all genres
exactly.
of music. You know, I go across the board.
Me too.
So I don't just stay, because I don't feel one way all the time, so I try to listen to a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I know.
So.
my neighbors usually say, you woke up this morning playing church. Now you playing football.
See?
Yes. Now you in love. We don't know where it's at.
That's
it. It's changing. I like all
Thank
the
music.
You. Every it, it doesn't.
You.
I listen to all of it. If you have a
right,
good
music.
Time, I am going to listen to it. I like good music. That's why I
exactly.
like Naya. Is that your real name?
No, it is not.
I gotta. Okay, because I. What did you? How did you come up with Naya?
Okay, so the story is when I was pregnant, if I had a girl, I was going to name her Naya. So, but I did not. So I had a young man, two boys, but my Brandon was the youngest. So since my baby was supposed to be Naya, then this is my stage name now. So she stays with me.
Right. Okay. Right. That's good, though. That's good. Everybody needs a stage name. And then Naya.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
You can still have a Naya. You know, I'll have a Naya later on.
Hey, now.
How
wait
you
a minute.
About Naya, Eugene?
Well,
I'm good. Unless he popping something going, we good.
Okay. I have grandkids now, so I don't know if I would go back for anything.
God bless you.
Done.
There you
I'm
go.
Done.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
No. Mm-mm.
So,
we good.
I want to know, what were your guys' experiences like while Naya was perfecting her craft with music?
Wow. So many. I guess I say studio time is the best time for me personally. Is the point where you're at your most creative? If you're working with a good producer, it's really the best time for me. I love to be in the studio.
And I'm going to say for me, probably closing deals. You know, being a former athlete, that adrenaline rush and just being able to close a good deal and do it with character and good morals, you know, intact. So I enjoy
right.
that. You
right.
know what I mean? I enjoy sitting down across from another individual or group of people and figuring out ways where both sides can win. You know, the common goal is
right.
for both sides to be successful and both sides to win. So that's, you know, but that's my thing as far as if it's music or if it's doing marketing or if it's doing endorsement deals. That's always been my, you know, my business edge. So together it's been really, really cool because a lot of people don't really know. My wife is very, very, very smart when it comes to this music business, and I'll never forget the very
right.
first distribution deal I negotiated. She sat in the meeting. We were in New York City, and one of those deals, the attorneys didn't know that we were married. They looked at her just as the artist, and we were talking about a
wow.
point structure deal, and she broke down the point structure and then got up and left the meeting. So
okay.
The attorney he looked at me and was like, well, wow, like she wasn't supposed to know, you know, that 12 points only equals 60 cents.
right.
You know,
right.
and you can't run an entire label on a 12 point deal. She wasn't supposed to know that. And I'm looking at him, and when she left, I said, well, let me just say this. Naya, yeah, that's Naya, but that's also Tracy Napoleon. And it took 2 seconds for it to
right.
click in his brain to say, oh, wait, oh, Eugene Napoleon, Tracy Napoleon, that's your wife. Yes.
right.
And she's
right.
well-versed. She's well-versed in this business.
Right.
You're not talking
right.
to someone that don't understand this business or the point structure.
right.
So okay. That part of it, we definitely enjoy, the business side of it.
Right, and I'm glad you spoke. We getting on the business side of everything, because I want to know, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
God, Jesus. I would love to see every artist in any genre go independent and do their own thing and not rely on these major companies to dictate to them what they should not play, what they should not wear. Because ultimately, it's almost like voting. We actually have the power, but we don't realize it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I would definitely echo the same sentiment. Echo the same sentiment. I think that a lot of times these artists, they get so, unfortunately, they get so blown away by what they perceive to be the upfront money and the success of it, not understanding if you are a gold-selling or platinum-selling artist, you really hold the cards in your hand. And I don't think they really understand that, but I get it. They want the machine behind them. They want the bag, so to speak, behind them, which is the money that the majors do offer. But if you believe and you have faith in your own ability and in your music, you're going to make it regardless. Yeah, the independent road is a difficult road. We've been doing it, like I said, our whole career. But I could assure you, as hard as it is, when you do get a successful album, like her first album went gold, when you do get number ones and
wow,
you know, number threes and top 20, you know, records on the charts, we feel great about that because we're competing with other artists and other labels that have a $10 million or $15 million marketing budget behind it. So obviously, if we are doing
right,
the same thing and we're sitting on the same charts, obviously it's possible. You just got to grind and work a little harder.
Right. Exactly. That's well put, because I was just discussing something like that. So they were talking about how Jermaine Dupri said that girls
about the rapper.
Only talk about their and
sexuality.
Then Cardi B said something about it, and I'm like,
but
yeah, that is kind of true. But they're just rapping about what's making money. They're not, you know, they're just trying to make some money and give people what they want to hear by talking about that. But I think it is degrading on my side, because I think there's a better way to go about it and still make the money, or write a better song to make the money. I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying. You're controlled by them. You're controlled by the records. Like, how does someone like, you know, back in the day as MC Light or Queen Latifah, how were they successful? They wasn't talking about no booty shaking or nothing like that.
No, they weren't.
And it was conscious, and it was all hot. Like, let's be clear, it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly,
what changed and what shifted to put most women, I'm not going to say all, but the ones that are hot now and they're rappers, it's all about sexuality, and it's not a lie, it's the truth. So, and most of these women
are
mothers.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just think we could do a better job of just presenting better quality of songs.
And I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, because we fell in love with conscious music. We fell in love with the Yo-Yo and the MC Light. That's what we were in love with. You know, nowadays, they like the Cardi B and the whoever else, even though I love Cardi. Go Cardi. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Right. No, I think that I personally think that if she had the opportunity, I think that she would go a different route. But right now, I understand. She's got to make money for her family. She's doing what she's doing, and that's fine. I'm not mad at her for nothing. I know that she shouted out some other rappers that was, you know, so I'm not mad at her for that. But,
it did. So we gonna let's bring in DJ Seven, cause he always wanna add something to the situation. So DJ Seven, as Team in the Mix,
yo, we got a double tag team going on right here.
Yes,
my man Eugene from Western University of Virginia, and we got
What's
that Nicki Minaj. Oh my God, under one roof in Nellyville. Man, what's really going on?
That's right.
What's up,
DJ7?
Yo, what's up? Hey, question. I don't know if she's already asked you this, but I'm going to ask y'all. So Eugene.
Okay. Yes,
and
sir.
Tracy.
Yes.
Who picked who at first? Eugene, did you see her and you were like, oh, that's going to be my wife? Or Tracy, did you say, oh, that's going to be my husband?
Let's see who's going to tell the truth on this. How about that? How about you ask that question? Come on. Ask that question. Who's going to tell the truth on that one?
DJ7, listen, when I met my wife, I was actually engaged. I was engaged
whoa,
when I was in college.
Whoa.
And here's what's funny. My god sister, shout out to Lisa Miller, introduced me to my wife, and I quickly forgot about my engagement.
Okay. So basically,
so yeah. I had to think twice about the engagement.
What you're saying is, you thought you had a blessing, but God had even a bigger blessing for you, and you didn't see it right around the corner.
100%. And everybody, when my mother first met Tracy, she fell in love with her. My nephew and nieces fell in love with her. And it was just one of them things where you kind of understand what God has in store for you. If you are willing to keep your eyes open and to obey when God is whispering to you. You don't want him to yell at you, because if he yell at you, he's going to sit you down. So you better pay attention to the whispers.
You
already
know. Okay.
I like
so,
that story.
Okay, so when that situation happened, this is for you, Tracy.
Yes.
Did you put a game plan together knowing with him playing football and, you know, all that stuff that goes on around that whole situation, did you put a game plan together to make sure that he kept his eyes on the prize?
Well, you know what? And I'm going to be honest. I'm not saying this just because he's my husband of 26 years. I'm saying this. He's a different type of dude than he was back then, same way he is now. Well, with the exception of his engagement.
Hold up. You didn't mold him that way? Oh. Hey, you a lucky brother. She didn't have to mold you.
No, I think I can't take credit for that, because his mom, like he said before, she was a wonderful woman, and he paid attention to everything that she taught him, honestly. Like, I'm being real. The only thing I said to him is, when he was running, he was backpedaling a little bit. Sometimes he'd do a little backpedal, a little side shuffle. I told him one day, I said, you're going to marry me one day. And I just left. I just broke and left.
Yes, that's a true story.
Dang, I'm going to use that. I think I'm going to use that.
But, hey, I use that line, but I use it in a different way. I was at a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I got a Kentucky Fried Chicken in a small town, and the people was acting kind of funny. So I just went up to the counter and said, what time you get off work, and just walked out and just left it as that. See, my tactic is, you know.
Okay, you got a different approach to the game. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, just made up, but I was using mine as a tactic of hey, you going to talk stuff to me and everything? Okay, what time you get off work? You know, one of those situations. Not where I was trying to mack on her, you know. Yeah.
I love it.
But definitely,
I love it, too, because I think I'm going to use both ways. I'm going to try your way first night.
Now I'm about to speed it up some. Now that y'all married and got everything going, Eugene, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know, outside of that, you had a jewel, when she actually put that extra drip, that sauce on it with the voice? how did what were you feeling like when you when all that came out?
Man, listen, I tell you what I was blessed with. As she gave my mother a lot of credit, I give my mother-in-law, God bless her, a lot of credit as well. It's something when you when God blesses you to find what your soulmate really is, right? And just the kind of woman that my wife is, as far as when I met her, you know, she had two jobs, just very, very into taking care of herself. And I kind of knew that's the kind of woman that, you know, I want as a wife. That's the kind of woman I want to have kids with. That's the kind of woman that I need, you know, in my life. On top of her being multi-talented, it just made it easy for both of us to come together and work as we are now as one. I'll be honest with you. There's never been a day since we got married that I look at my marriage and say, I'm not fully happy. God has blessed me immensely. So she didn't have to do too much to put the sauce on it, because the proof was in the pudding, just looking at her and understanding what she really was and how she was raised. So, you know, I really feel I'm a blessed man. I really am.
Okay, okay. So another question. I know I probably didn't took over the show and all that. My fault, Nelly, but you already know.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
Okay. So, okay. So how did you know that God had put on you about being a motivational speaker?
Oh, man. You know what? When I played DJ 7, I would go out and do some autograph signings and speaking events, you know, during the season. And I'll never forget it. I went into a certain school, and the kids were actually in the trailer. They wasn't even in the regular building. And I asked the principal, why are these kids in the trailer? And he was saying, well, that's the special ed kids. And their behaviors indicate the fact that we can't even have them in the building, so you're going to have to go speak to them, you know, in the trailer. I'm the kind of person, you know what, if you see something that you want to change, change comes really with making the first action, doing something about it. From that day forth, and I was young, you know, thinking this way, I knew, you know what, when I spoke to those kids and I got their attention, a lot of those kids suffer from ADHD, so their attention span may have been 5 to 10 seconds. I spoke for 30 minutes, and you can hear a pin drop in that trailer. So
okay,
I kind of knew where my calling. Yeah, I kind of knew where my calling was. I kind of understood that at an early, very, 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 very early age. I think I may have been 8 or 9 years old talking to my older brothers, and they were listening to me. So my mother said, God gave me something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Naya. So when you write your songs, is any of the lyrics in your song pertaining to your husband? Your king over there?
No. No, because you know why? Well, okay, recently, absolutely not. I got a song called, like, what we got? We got You Don't Really Love Me. The one about men is like, you know, we broke up and we trying to mend back together. So the recent ones, no, they're not.
But you do have one.
On my first album, a lot of them were Embrace and Dream Lover, and yeah, those were, yes.
Okay. So on that first album, hey, can we hear a little bit of Dream Lover? Can we hear just a little bit of here, Dream Lover?
Please.
Hey, Eugene, ladies and gentlemen, Naya singing to Eugene.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah.
Dream Lover.
We can spill it.
They have spill it. I do believe they have spill
it. Uh-oh, that must have been, man, I wish I could hear that right now, where it's live and fresh. With see if we're going to get Eugene to blush over there.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's cute. Yeah, I'm
blushing already.
So a lot of the songs that I made, the album that I have currently out now is called Something for Everybody. So it's got a little bit of everything, you know, a little love, little two-step,
little hip hop club. So it is a mixture of everything.
Okay. So,
yeah,
so
yeah,
if you had to sing a song right now to Eugene, what song would you sing to him?
I don't know. What would I sing to you?
Let me see.
What would I sing to you? That Man is always my favorite song.
Can we hear a little bit of that?
Of Men?
Well, that's a duet, so that's
well, she could sing
maybe
the
That's what I'm talking about. Uh-oh, Eugene, play
no,
your
no.
part. It's a duet.
Oh,
let's go.
Wait a minute. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Let me be clear. I can't sing. I couldn't hold a note if I wrote it myself and held it.
it ain't about, it's not about the notes. It's not about the notes. It's the feeling and who
no,
you're
no,
singing
no,
it
no,
to.
No, we're not doing that.
Here's the thing.
No.
Men.
No.
That was featuring
Kenny Black.
Right. That
yeah.
was featuring Kenny Black. But she could sing a verse of it. Hold on.
You
could
sing a verse. You
don't
have to. I have the whole song right.
Oh, you got the whole song. Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. I was planning on playing that because I had listened to all the songs and I picked the ones that I wanted to play for today.
Okay.
That was one of them.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get her to bless
right, so
us with that live
sing,
voice.
I think I can sing. What is it? You don't know. Not
okay.
Like
that's
this.
What I'm talking about.
Okay. But my mind is easy, holding you close, loving me, showing me who you are. Can't resist. Sometimes I think I'm dreaming. Can it be real? Pleasing me, giving me all I need. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know how I really feel. You don't know what you really do. You don't know. You don't know.
Oh, okay. Eugene, that
okay,
sounds like
now.
She was singing that to you.
Yeah, well, you know, hey,
yeah,
DJ because... 7, you know, I can claim a little piece of that right now.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. But I'm going to go
that
ahead and let
like
Nellyville go ahead. And...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful.
I'm going to go ahead and let Nellyville go ahead and take back over. But, hey, I'm blessed to get to... know y'all and hear the things that y'all are doing. You know, I just so happened to come across, I was on my Instagram, and a person that was, you know, following me, I had seen it, and I was just like, okay, let me check it out. And then I'm like, oh, this is a dynamic duo
nice.
Right here. They got a lot to talk about. We can't pass that
nice.
Up.
We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Thank you so much.
So definitely, hey, keep me in y'all prayers. And
oh,
I'm going to keep y'all my
absolutely.
Prayers and anything that we could do. Y'all got our social media, and I'm quite
mm-hmm.
sure, I think when I sent my email, my phone number was in it, anything we could do to help, all you have to do is holler.
I appreciate that so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You have
okay.
no idea how much that means, because that's part of it as well, the support, you know, to get your music out there and for people to understand and listen to it. That means so much. So we greatly appreciate you. Thank you.
And it will, and like with me, I do like 20-25 mix shows on the dial and off the dial and in and out the United States. So when I play your music, you might see me tweet it maybe 5 or 6 times on different stations, but it's being played on
got
my 20-25.
Got it. Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much.
So,
all
Seven,
right.
Thank
so,
you, man.
Hey.
We appreciate
okay,
you, brother.
So
thank
with
you.
With that being said. We all right, DJ 7, I'm gonna let you go. We gonna get into this music though. I wanna know about Feel It.
No, that's the latest one.
I
wanna
know about that.
I actually wrote it for my nephew. He's doing a hopefully soon by the end of the year he'll have a podcast out called Spill the Here's the Tea. And he wanted me to write a theme song for it. So that's exactly what I did. But then it was just supposed to be for that. But when we went into the studio, also produced by Kenny Black, the Music Machine, we were like, well, this is kind of hot. And, you know, it's that time of year, summertime, cookout time.
you know, House Music Festival time, well, let's just put it out as a single. So that's what we decided to do. And then, you know, so far we're only getting, you know, we're only hearing good things about the song.
Okay, well, I'm going to push it while I'm going to push it. I'm going to push it. But, okay,
all right,
I got that one, and then I want to play that Mend.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Like,
that makes me cry.
So which one? So, okay, I don't want to cry, but but when I first heard it, I was like, oh, man. But wait,
yeah.
Okay, so I got three songs. I got Mend, Fraud, and Fill It.
Oh, you got
later.
Fraud. Woo. Jesus.
Yeah.
Fraud
okay.
is different.
Now, Fraud is, yeah. So which one do you want to play first?
Oh, man. That's on me? All right. So you know what? Let's go backwards. Let's do Fraud.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce it.
Okay, Fraud is featuring Mysterious, the young lady from Puffy's, Sean's Making the Band. She's featured on this song. This is just a song that I did to, you know, kind of like you've got a lot of frauds around you. Sometimes you just got to let them know that you see them for what they exactly are.
Right. Okay, here we go, y'all.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Naya. Yo, this is for all my ladies out there who be dealing with all these lame asses trying to come at you hard. Talking all that yang yang, it ain't saying nothing. You know who you are. Y'all ain't none but frauds. Y'all know what I mean.
Come on. It's not me, it's always been you. I told you once, it ain't nothing new. You're a fraud.
Huh?
You're a fraud.
Yeah.
You know why I can't rock with you. I told you once, it ain't nothing new. You're a fraud.
Huh?
You're a fraud.
Yeah. Trying to take my place, betrayed to be cool, but you's a fraud of faith. I only gave love, but you gave me hate. But I see now, you was not my friend. Yes, I see now, so let the shade begin, yeah.
You're a fraud.
Yeah.
tune back into the Council Radio, Nellyville Show, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. And that was my sister queen. That was called fraud. And I know exactly what I'm talking about because I know some frauds out there. Y'all just be frauds trying to get on my show, trying to play your music, and y'all ain't trying to keep me on the road. No, I'm just playing.
You see? You see?
That song right there.
See? Make you feel some kind of way. Yes.
Exactly. And clearly, I got a donation bucket. I said it's for kids, grandbabies, college grad people, college people. Now, we're going to need these donations. If you don't need them, you're a fraud. Oh, I love that track. I loved it when I first heard it. So,
thank you.
You got hashtag fraud going on. I'm going to start this tonight. Hashtag fraud.
I'm loving it.
And this is the
old CD.
This is the old CD, right? This is the old one?
No, that's the new. That's on Something for Everybody. That's the newest one that's out.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, some hashtag something for everybody. Hashtag fraud. So,
yeah, it is.
Man,
I like that. I like the way that sounded.
Oh,
God.
How can we go
that's why I wanted to drop down the menu. I put it on the drop down menu. Oh, okay. So, this is what we're going to do. So, we went from fraud. So, now we're going to spill it.
Okay, let's spill it. Go ahead and let everybody know who produced it and what were you thinking about spilling.
Kenny Black, you know what? I stay with him because he's like my husband said, Gene said, he can produce just about anything you ask him to. He's a true producer. And this was the song that I wrote for my nephew who's doing a podcast called Here's the Tea that should be out hopefully by the end of this year. And he asked me to write a song about, you know, things that people might be going through that are afraid to talk about certain things. And sometimes that can't be healthy. And you have to be able to confide in someone at some point in your life and get that off your chest or it's going to affect you in a negative way.
Exactly. Preach. Go ahead. Preach. I got the grandbabies. Don't mind.
That's all right.
Hey,
grandbabies.
They like your music. We was in it.
I'm loving them.
I was in here dancing, and my grandbaby like, okay, I'm dancing too now.
Let's go.
Right. So go ahead and introduce Spill It.
All right. Spill It, produced by none other than Grammy-nominated producer Kenny Black, the music machine. Made for Here's the Tea. James, I hope you're listening. This is for you, baby. Nat Vision Entertainment. Spilling it.
to be like a commercial, a little beginning to the thing. No, she like turned that into a pop track. We can go skating on that right there.
Yes,
after
yes.
You get done skating, check out the podcast.
That's it. There you go. I love it.
So this, I'm glad you followed me back because I want to make sure to get this hashtag right for tonight. I want to do this starting tonight and tag
okay.
all the UK people in it so they can get connected with you guys. So,
got you.
Right
thank
now,
you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for even stopping through out of your busy schedule, you know, out of, you know, taking your time away from singing and talking.
It's a pleasure. We're having a
right.
ball. It's great.
I appreciate it so much. So one last thing before y'all go. I need
okay.
y'all to give a piece of advice about the business, doing what you are doing, Naya, and Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of advice to the people from you.
Okay. So I would say, as an artist, if you believe in yourself, do not allow anybody else to deter you from achieving your dreams. You are going to pass through obstacles. That's a given. You cannot let those obstacles break you. You have to believe in yourself to the point where you're confident enough to go through those obstacles and come out on top. People are going to tell you your music is trash. People are going to tell you you need to do something different. People are going to tell you you need to have another producer. But believe me, more than half of the times, those are self-motivated things that people want from you. So you have to stand firm in your belief in yourself, and if you do that, you will be successful. It might take you a little bit more time, but it'll be all worth it in the end.
Now you, Eugene?
I would definitely say success is all about the completion of a task. So that means no matter what it is you want to do, just be diligent about it. And if you really believe in your talents and your abilities, no matter what it is, you can achieve and complete that task if you stay focused and disciplined. So you have to have a driven nature. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what somebody else is telling you, you know, what you can achieve. It's not about what they tell you that you can't achieve. It's about what you know you can achieve. Write down your goals, stick to your goals, be driven. And no matter what it is, you will be successful because, like I said, just finish the task. 9 out of 10 times, people don't complete their task. If you just simply complete it, you'll be successful.
Right, exactly. And you want to tell them about the book? You got a book out?
Yes, I published a book 2006, actually. It's called Dream Real. It's still out. It was a Barnes & Noble's bestseller. It was an Amazon.com top 100 bestseller. It's still available. You can get it online. It's Eugene Napoleon, Dream Real. I'm really blessed. I also have a current documentary out right now on Amazon Prime as well. It's called Inside the Jersey, featuring Eugene Napoleon. That's on Amazon Prime, so you can get that right now as well. And in about 3 to 4 weeks, you'll start seeing it on 10 other platforms, but right now it's currently available on Amazon Prime.
Okay, I will be looking into that too because we got Amazon Prime here, so I might watch that tonight. So can you give
All out right.
your social media?
Oh, was that for me? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Social media on Facebook?
Yeah, both of you guys.
It's Naya, NY-A Nation on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's T._Napoleon. And on Twitter, it's Tracy Napoleon.
And in mine, on Facebook, it's Eugene Napoleon. On Twitter, it's at WVU33. And my IG, I really don't... But IG, it's actually Eugene Napoleon 33 as well. That's on my IG. So those are my three social media handles.
Okay. Okay, so do you guys have a web? You have a website. You want to give out that too?
Yes, it's nya.napoleon.com. It's a slash. It'll come up because it should come up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys so much for being the power couple, making power move for 26 years. You've been waking up with the same person for 26 years.
Yes.
I love y'all. Man, I just feel like y'all just taught me so much in so little time. I learned so much from Eugene off looking at his website. I'm like, sheesh,
wow.
I don't know enough. So I will be hitting on social media.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys want to give out any shout-outs?
Oh God! We start shouting out, somebody gonna be mad at us. We shout out everybody that supports us. We love you. A special shout out to the Tates. They're our best friends, family. Shout out to all of our family. We love you all. Everybody be mad. We love everybody.
Yes, I'm gonna echo that as well. Shout out to our supporters. Everybody know who they are. Shout out to Kenny Black, the Music Machine, Grammy nominated producer. Yes, shout out to the entire Black family, and again, all of our family members and our friends. You know who you are. We love you all, and we appreciate you, and thank you for being such strong supporters.
Shout out to you, Nelly.
And
yes, thank you. Shout out to you. That's right, Nellyville and DJ Seven.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I can't wait to do this again, because I know we got to do this again.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all just
ain't
going nowhere.
I didn't say we're not going nowhere. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
So look,
I will be following y'all on social media. Go ahead.
Okay.
You got it. I was going to say it's real simple. Just hit me up anytime. We would love to be, whenever you want us on the show, we're on the show.
I've got you. I will be hitting y'all up on social media, y'all. Please don't get tired of me like DJ Seven said about it.
No. Never that.
So I'll be like, I'm like, okay. They, like, Nelly, I done seen 12 of your posts today. When do you stop? I don't.
That's so, right. Not at all.
Y'all have yourself a great weekend, a beautiful
you
weekend,
too.
And I will be hollering at y'all on social media.
All
you
right.
Got
thank
it.
You so
too.
Much. Had a great time.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, y'all. That was the, man, two interviews going down at once. It is so, so dope. Big shout out to Naya and Eugene Napoleon. Y'all need to go pick up all the copies of the music. Go pick up the copy of the book. Check out Eugene Napoleon, speaker. Check out his bio. He has so much great information. Also, y'all check me out on Tuesday. Yeah, New Music Tuesday. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to LYD. Big shout out, happy birthday to you. I haven't played your music yet, but it's coming. So big shout out to you, happy birthday. Shout out to my daughter-in-law. Happy birthday, even though it ain't till tomorrow. I hope y'all having a great, great time in Las Vegas. You know, I just recently heard what stays in Vegas, what you do in Vegas stays in Vegas. I heard it just had a birthday, February 2nd. So you can spill the beans. Shout out to the sponsors, 12 Rounds of Music. I'm your girl, Nelly, and I see you when I see you. Peace.